Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. I want to give a quick shout-out to our friends at KPTO, 1440 AM in Idaho, our friend Tim Adler out there who just picked us up. Again, Idaho, the potatoes with an E, might I add. Said Dan Quayle. Bradley didn't say that. Danny said that back in the 80s. Wow. You remember that? Wow. And the joke was on the American people, right? Oof-ta. But anyways, we just wanted to give a shout-out to KPTO, 1440 AM, again in Idaho, to our friend Tim Adler. We appreciate your trust. And folks, as you give us your trust by listening to us every day, I want to honor you by my faith, and that's exactly what I do on a daily basis here, because I want you guys to understand that this walk of ours, this Christian walk of ours, this patriotic walk, this conservative walk of ours, is some pretty serious business, and we need to make it count, because we only have one opportunity to make it count, and really our opportunity is to prove the God that wants to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. So what we do is we ask for more grace to keep his commandments better, and that's exactly what we're doing, because, again, we're responding to what the Lord is commanding. Remember, he said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things. Well, bring it on. But the church better be ready for it. And that's really what needs to take place on our behalf. And that's why it's so important that we walk accordingly, obeying that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. And why do we obey? Because we love. We're grateful. We're thankful for what the Lord did through his son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice. And we thank you for that judgment and that mercy that's shown on his behalf to us to reconcile us unto himself through, again, the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. So anyways, in saying that, friends, again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, guys, I just wanted to let you know, too, that yesterday I again was given the information that we're just shy of 900,000 page visits on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. That means it's increasing about 125,000 per month. And why are people coming to that website? We're 6 months old, going on 7 months. Because people are sick and tired of the rhetorical talk. They're sick and tired of looking at the elephant that's in the middle of the living room. They're tired of it. They want the foot up the backside of the elephant, and they want it kicked out. And the way to do that is by bringing forth the knowledge as to how to deal with the elephants and quit talking around them. It's kind of like the dog chasing its tail continuously. People are tired of that. No, we don't want that anymore. If we want that, we'll get it from the conservatives. And speaking of which, the conservatives of the day are at it again. I was just listening to the radio as I was traveling Planet Minnesota here, and in saying that, I turned the radio on for just a moment today, and again, they're pushing the lie along with the state-controlled media, Fox's friends. No difference, very little difference, and I'll tell you what should bother you about Fox is not so much what they do say in some cases, but what they leave undone in what they should have said. But today they said it again. They're advocating and giving strength and adding strength to tyranny by going along with the lie that Barack Hussein Obama has got 57 million Twitter account followers. Friends, no, he does not. No, he does not. But here again, the conservatives are the ones lying to you, telling you and giving strength to this administration by feeding you the lie that's been fed to them. Folks, did you know that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is contrived? It's fake. It's created out of thin air. And I share this with you quite a bit, but I want you to listen to this again. And I got to keep telling you this until you get inside of you, friends. Fox is the one doing this. These outlets, these conservatives are the ones giving you the information. And what is the purpose of the lie? Because they want to weaken their opposition. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them when in fact there is not. Again, so the conservatives again blurting out the lie to the conservatives that are foolish enough to take them at their word, taking it at face value, that Barack Hussein Obama's got 57 million Twitter account followers. And I'm here to tell you again, friends, that is completely untrue. True. And again, let me remind you that over 70% of his Twitter account, friends, is completely contrived. It's fake. It's false. In other words, he does not have the support that the state-controlled media wants you to believe that he has. He does not have it. Aside of that, let's get back on track here. If you'd like to check us out online again, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or what you can do is you can go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1, or go to our Facebook account, friends, which are Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, or what you can do is you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, or what you can also do, friends, is go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube accounts. People love our videos, friends. We do a video practically every week. We have James Gillette, who did Jaws Reunion documentary, and the guy second to none. He does all of our work. We take our content, we feed it over, I do a voiceover, and then he comes back with these outstanding videos. So if you're a visual learner like I am, do check out our YouTube pages, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Sons of Liberty Radio, and then just type in Bradley Dean, again, double E, or what you can do is you can go over to Bradley Dean, and again, check out those websites, friends. You're going to love those videos. You really are. So we're not just here just talking on the radio. There's so much more to what we do, but we want to give it in every avenue that we can possibly give it to feed the flock, per se. Going to the lost sheep of Israel and those that aren't lost, we appreciate you too. So, again, check out our YouTube accounts. And, friends, phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I also want to let you know, I'm going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here. Last week, we were on the East Coast doing an East Coast sweep. We did colleges, we did high schools. We did churches. The week and a half prior to that, we were on the West Coast doing a tour. We were doing some in-studio radio. We were doing radio interviews. We were doing tea parties. And then next month, Stephanie will actually be kicking it in the state of Minnesota here. And we got a couple things lined up right in our backyard. And then after that, we're going to be out in Arizona again. So, and by the way, just for those that would like to have us come out, and you're willing to do the stuff, as we say, and actually do more than just talk about what needs to get done, if you'd like us to come to your backyard and you're willing to bring 500 people to a meeting, give us a call. We're booked out until July right now, so we're always 3 months out. So if you'd like to have us come in August or September or October, now is the time. Now is the time. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to Sons of Liberty Media, and then we're going to go to Arlington. I think you're going to appreciate this big time. Be right back.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you a heads up one more time today on what's going on across the globe. But first, I want to tell you about winning a Joshua MK5. You have a good chance of winning that beautiful weapon. Do, again, check it out. Check out these pictures of this weapon. I can also check out a couple of pictures of me shooting that weapon. Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Flawless. Smooth. Got to have headphones on, though, because it's loud, right? But check it out. Win a Joshua MK5, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the right side, just scroll down just a tish, and you'll see it right there. Go ahead and click on it. Drop your info. Throw your name in the hat and see if you're not the one that's going to win that beautiful weapon. Again, Joshua MK5, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. I shared with you yesterday, Obama administration is now having U.S. military fight side-by-side with the Iranians. I also want you to check out some of these pictures. You need to look at some of these pictures, friends. I'm not saying this to be funny or condescending or to be calling people names. No. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not ever doing that here. I'm calling it for the way it is. Remember when Elijah was on top of the mountain, Mount Carmel, and he was basically mocking the false prophets? Well, that's not what I'm doing here in particular, but I am, in a sense, mocking the stupidity of the people that tolerate this. And I'm simply trying to get you to come over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out some of these pictures, friends. True Colors, Obama, Chief of Staff. Listen to this. This is what he said. Says Israeli occupation must end. I want you to look at these people's eyes around this administration. Firstly, when you look at them, you got to tell me that they're American, because I'm telling you they are not. Secondly, I want you to tell me that they're even there. They seriously, friends, they look like they're mentally ill individuals. And I don't care how smart they are in the head. If they don't have God in the heart, they're worthless to all of us, and they're dangerous to all of us. I want you to look at some of these pictures, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I also have a brand new article up by Stephanie Joy, Second-Rate Christianity, which is no Christianity at all. And it's interesting how the church, instead of bringing forth the influence to the world's actually influencing the church. And that shows you a lack thereof, namely of the power of the Holy Ghost who comes to transform and shake, rattle, and roll, and to create in our hearts new hearts and to renew in us right spirits. But again, they have it backwards. We're going to be talking about that today and tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we have a Texas mayor, friends. I shared this with you before, but I want you to look at it again. On the scroll, now this is a positive. Look at this mayor's face. Look at the look that she has in her eyes. She's the mayor that doubles down on Islamists who want Sharia in Irvine, Texas. And she's the one that said, I'm not going to be bully, friends. Here again, we have the women doing this stuff. Also have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, modern-day church signs lightly esteeming the blood of the covenant, the blood of the Son of God. When you get a moment, read Hebrews 10:26. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about and how dangerous it really is to desecrate in any sense of the word the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Just ask his enemies, regardless of who they are. Woman attempts to bomb Christians outside Planned Parenthood in Texas. That's in SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have, gee whiz, Harry Reid is retiring. Aw, it's a shame, said this columnist, this contributor. It's a shame he isn't being charged with treason, corruption, or bad behavior. Nope. It's interesting how these individuals come in. They're broke. They leave millionaires. And what do they do throughout the whole time? The American people allot them to trample the Constitution of the United States. And so it's up to the people. It's a shame he isn't being charged with treason. That's up to you, America. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Also have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Dear Miss Ayn Hirsa Ali. It's her name, okay? The Islamic Reformation has already happened. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have Cuccinelli on there. Spent some time with that guy. He was a pretty cool dude, by the way, too. But, you know what? He's the one shouting from the rooftops that Obamacare is still unconstitutional, no matter what these legislating activist judges are trying to throw on the American people. You do need to understand that, folks, it is unconstitutional. Again, read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Now, let me ask you something, friends. How many of the conservatives on radio, just bring it to them, the conservatives on the radio, how many people are actually calling it out by making reference to the laws of our enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States, that it is a violation of Article 1, Section 8. They're not. They're debating. They're caught up in the fight because they're making, without fail, references to everything but what they should be making reference to, and that's the Constitution, the law. And that's how you do it. Just stay away from the law. Just stay away from the things of God. Here, stay away from God first and foremost and the Constitution, and I'll tell you what, there you have the conservatives today. And why are they confused? Because they don't know the difference, because they're not taking the time to open up the good book. Yes, Virginia, Obama's care is still unconstitutional. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's a California attorney who seeks to put the death penalty for sodomy on the ballot. Ooh, check that one out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It sounds like our forefathers. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, California attorney seeks to put death penalty for sodomy on ballot. Check that out. Leave some of your comments, friends, for these contributors. Also wanted to let you know the socialist congresswoman can't even park her car correctly. Now, this wasn't nitpicking, friends. I think it was actually a really good idea what they did and how they did it. They actually watched Eleanor Holmes Norton. She is a socialist out of D.C. She happens to be one of the most liberal, lawless representatives in Congress. But it's interesting. You notice how when you pull into a car lot, parking spot in Washington, D.C., the parking lots, your space is kind of leaned a little bit for the purpose of getting more cars in there. They squish them in there like a bunch of sardines, friends. But in saying that, it's interesting that she is so above the law, friends. She has congressional immunity even when she parks her car. She didn't have to park her car in between the lines. And, folks, this represents everything that these people are. They act as if they are there for the people to serve them rather than them to be there to serve the people. And she exemplified and she exhibited the point in which they're trying to make on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got to get what their point is. But it's exactly how these people operate. They don't have to follow the rules. No, again, remember what Senator John Glenn said. Remember the guy that said he went to the moon? Oh, if he was there, I wish he would have stayed there because he's a criminal. He's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Well, this proves the point to a T. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also going over to the American people are MIA as Obama continues unabated. Yep, that's right. And why is it happening? Because they're too busy doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing, right? What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. And what are they doing? They're vigilant about the things of their own lives, resting and trusting that someone else will take care of the problem. Oh, and let me tell you something, friends, they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, but keep in mind, they're not the people that you want in wanting to take care of the problems. They're actually the ones creating the problems. Just thought I'd throw that in there. FBI director begs Congress, please give us unlawful backdoor access to American cell phones. This is the FBI. I didn't know that that was their business. FBI director begs Congress, please give us unlawful backdoor access to American cell phones. Hey, folks, I want to say this, too. I want you to listen to me carefully, and I hope you get my flavor on this. I hope you can smell me. I'm having a little fun here. But let's say I just go over to, you know, look at, I go to Cabela's, and as I go to this Cabela's, I go to the row with all the guns, okay? And as I'm looking at the guns, I notice they have a plethora of different models. And as I take those guns, let's say I go in there and I buy all of them, okay? And then what I do is I go out and commit crimes with those guns. Just one person doing it, okay? I use all these different models. This is exactly how you get your news today. And this is dealing with the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree. And this is another point that I wanted to make. But let's say I took 50 different guns. They're all different. And I committed a crime with each one of those guns. And I got on the radio, and I just told you, and I went through the drudgery of explaining to you all the models and what they're made out of, the specificity of how the gun comes together, how it works, how it operates, right? And what I do is I keep spending more time on the model of the gun and blaming the gun for the crime. And keep in mind, I bought 50 guns. And what I do is I go through all 50 of those guns and I give you all the specifics of those guns from the very front to the back of the gun. I tell you everything about the gun. This is how you get your news. This is how the conservatives operate. This is how the church operates. They magnify the crime, and what's worse, they magnify the crime and then they blame the abstract. For example, all those guns that I committed crimes with, I blame the gun as I highlight everything about the gun, namely in specificity, and I just talk about that rather than going to the person that actually pulled the trigger. Now, what we want to do is we want to know who pulled the trigger. And in America, we know all the specificity, but we don't want to waste our time doing that. We just want to know who's actually committing the crimes. Well, America, you know who they are. Now what it comes to is responsibility as to how you're going to deal with that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Arlington.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to talk about Arlington in just a couple minutes here, but let me make clear what I'm saying. I walk into a gun store. I buy 50 different models of a gun. I go out and commit a crime with each one of those weapons. And what the American people do is they want to hear all the specifics about each one of the weapons. And I'm simply saying I don't care about the specifics about all 50 weapons. We know that a gun was used by someone that made a choice to commit the crime. And see what happens on conservative radio, friends. I can sit there and give you all the specificities of each one of those models. And that's exactly what the conservatives do. We don't care about the specifics. We care about the fact that somebody pulled the trigger and committed a crime, and we want to know who did that. Well, in America, we know who did that, and we know who's doing that on a 24/7 basis. See, but what happens when I go from just talking about the weapon, and then I have to actually call out the person that committed the crime, that pulled the trigger with each one of those 50 weapons, as they committed crime after crime, just like this criminal administration has, instead of actually pointing the finger at the person pulling the trigger and bringing forth justice to bring about resolve, we just stay on the specificity and the specifics of each one of the weapons. This is what conservatives do all day long. And that's not how you preserve your liberties. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm simply saying again, one more time, I don't care about the specifics of the weapon. We know that a weapon was used to kill. Who is the person that pulled the trigger and chose to commit the crime? That's what I care about. And that's exactly what you should care about. And see, what happens is here we have sleight of hand. They get you talking about things that don't even matter. I kind of exposed the media how they were doing that through diversion, through the alluring of the lust of the flesh yesterday on the radio show. And what I did is I contrasted our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, over to the state-controlled media website. And I showed you how light they are making of everything that matters in this country. Well, over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're bringing it right into scope so you understand what needs to be done about the person pulling the trigger. See, but the minute I go from just talking about the specifics of the weapon used, and then I tell you, wait a second, there's the person that pulled the trigger and that committed the crime, that means now we just went from talking to actually having to take responsibility to dealing with the issues at hand. And this is where you lose most of the people in this country. They don't want to have to do, they just want to talk. And that's why, America, you're losing your country on a daily basis. And by the way, even to the strictest of the creed, of those that understand what I'm saying, they're guilty in many ways of it too. Because oftentimes what they'll do is they'll get you on the wrong side of an issue, and instead of actually leading the way in dealing with the issues and bringing about the answers, because you're bringing forth your works by your faith, and you do the works because you're saved, friends. You don't do the works to get saved. But in saying that, once you actually are out there part of the answer, then guess what happens? There comes this huge breach between you and those that say but don't do. And I'll tell you what, the people that don't do and they just talk, they are just as bad as the people that are feeding them, in every sense of the word. And I want people to understand this too. Yes, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication. I totally appreciate that. Yes, thank you for coming over to the website in droves. We totally appreciate that. I'm not trying to dim their light, friends, to make mine brighter. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to get you to understand that those people are helping things along to the destruction of your country. They are helping by adding strength to tyranny. Like, for example, when I first started the show, and I told you that the conservatives were out there again telling you, friends, oh, and by the way, Bradley, why did you turn it on? Because that's the best we have. And I get really frustrated with it. It's like, man, wait a second. I can't listen to anything over here or over there because you know they're blatantly lying to you. But every once in a while, you go over to Fox News, and they might actually add a little truth into their mix. Or maybe they did it inadvertently. Maybe they just didn't take the time to pull the curtain back and actually find the facts out for themselves. Well, that's what I'm doing every day of my life. As a matter of fact, I have a documentary called My War, which is being played on national television over the last 24 weeks now. At no time have I ever just heard from somebody as to what I've reported. Never have done that. I have to go there. I have to get the hat and I have to get the t-shirt. I have to go directly to the source before I start talking about an issue. I do. I need to know for myself. Because if I didn't, then I'm just as guilty as what I'm complaining about right now. And I don't want to stand in that lot at all. I don't want to be a part of that problem. I want to be a part of that answer. So I hope I made myself clear. And I'm just simply trying to tell you, friends, you can't just talk about the guns. You can't just talk about all the problems that are being thrown on you 24/7 to this administration and the preceding administrations. You can't just talk about the problems. You have to stand up and deal with the problems. And this all came from, by the way, from sonsoflibertymedia.com, where those that are protesting the Obama administration, namely the American people and their responsibility, Susan Hammer said that, folks, you're MIA. And I want to tell you why you're MIA, because you really, though you say you don't believe what the state-controlled media says, you really do believe them. And I want to tell you this, too. You want to believe them, because if they're right, then there is no sense in doing anything. Come on. Don't shout me down. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up, shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. And I want to tell you who wants the truth, the younger generation. And I want to tell the older generation that's not willing to love on the younger generation enough to actually get in the fight. Because to you, it may be surreal, but to me, it's very real. I want you to understand that in Deuteronomy 1, there was a point where Moses, by God, told the older generation, hey, you older generation that thought that your younger generation was going to become a prey, I want you older generation to know that you're going around, and that younger generation that you forsook, tell them that they're going to go into the promised land. That's a faithful God. That's a faithful God. That's right. A people who knew to do right yet did it not, they were even willing to drop and subject their kids to all of the problems that they refused to deal with. Here comes God in the center of all of it and said, hey, tell the younger generation that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, tell them I'm going to bring them in, and tell the people that are guilty for disobeying me every step of the way, tell them they're going around again. Tell them, furthermore, Bradley, that prepare to meet your God. Tell them that. Tell them to prepare to meet your God. Because on judgment day, you're not going to be able to stand up there and say there was nothing I can do about it. And God's going to look back down through you and say, did I not tell you greater works will you do than I did? Saith Jesus, because I go unto my Father. Did I not say in scriptures that whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believing that I would do it? But what is your heart? Your heart must be my heart, my desires, not yours. And what is it? To actually go out there and go to the lost sheep of Israel and give them a revelation of who I am. And I'll demonstrate by my spirit who I am, that they'll find their faith not in you, Bradley, not in you, older generation or younger generation, but in me by my spirit. Because to he who hath the Son hath life. What am I saying? I'm saying this. You don't need to sell fire. And when those that are really called to be the ministers of flames of fire, folks, I'm telling you what, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. So, anyways, I wanted to share that with you. And again, talking to the soldiers and the warriors of truth out there that love the truth, and those that are being encouraged and exhorted to actually stand up and admonished to stand up and do the stuff, trust in your God. Because you and God are a majority, said that great prophet of Scotland, John Knox. Don't ever forget it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Keep in mind, faithful ones of God in Christ, that you're made more than conquerors through him who loved you. And it's the faith of the Son of God in you that overcomes this world, and overcome you will in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Brother Dean. Well, well. Let's go over to Arlington. I was just there last week. I'll start this and I'll finish this before the end of the show as quickly as I possibly can. Matter of fact, on Saturday we're live from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. And I also want to let you know I'm going to be talking about two different issues. I'm going to be talking about this and church signs. And I'm going to show you a stark, strong contrast so you can understand the differences. Okay? You'll get what I'm saying as I go through. Just follow me. Arlington Cemetery, when you go there, you'll get it. Nobody needs to say anything to you. But it's said that of Arlington Cemetery, it's a place where reverence and perfection meet. Oof, I love that. And folks, as I just told you, this past week, my ministry, my family, and I took some time from our college and school tour to go to Arlington Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. And what we want to do, and especially with my kids and myself, I need to go there all the time. Christ is evidently set forth and crucified before mine eyes. We are always putting before our eyes the price paid for our freedom that we as a nation enjoy. Read Galatians 3:1. And by the way, also, friends, also keep in mind that the answer to America's dilemma concerning their posterity, their younger generation and the older generation, here's the answer. You ready for it? To the church, Christ crucified. To the world, show them the price paid for their liberties. Then you don't have to beat them over the head with a hammer to make them learn anything they want to then learn. Okay? Because again, keep in mind, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. But going back to Arlington, folks, you need to keep in mind that it's a place where men and women in the hundreds of thousands who have made the ultimate sacrifice for you and me who have been laid to rest. And I'm going to bring you back to Arlington right after this break. Folks, John 3:16 now has meaning. And so does John 13:15. Greater love is no man than this, but a man laid down his life for his brethren. Absolutely. Why does he do it? Because he loves his brother more than himself. Be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, taking no phone calls, no phone calls. I'm just playing. 1-866-233-0747. This is usually where everybody gets excited about calling in. Bradley, we need another hour. I know, but guys, I'm out there doing the stuff 24/7, you know? You got to understand. Need some help here. Trying to do everything that I can do, possibly do, and then some. I mean, we need like 7 more hours in a day just to try to get ahead here, right? Where reverence meets perfection, speaking of Arlington Cemetery. Folks, it's a place of remembrance of the price paid for the freedoms of every American. And it is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most honorable place to be buried and the most sobering. It's the most hallowed of ground. It's a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship. A place of honor to those that paid the ultimate price with their lives and with their blood, which sealed the idea of America's Republic. Folks, Arlington is also a place that reminds us of those who are still defending that idea of our Republic. Now, looking upon the tomb of the unknown soldier, you see the respect from the living for the dead. Read Matthew 22:32. And regarding that tomb, the military honors the dead by teaching others to live for what they died for. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But did you know that before these guards at the tomb of the unknown soldier, before they were privileged to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, they had to first pass a high-level stringent test. They had to receive something called a tomb badge. Read, by the way, church, 2 Timothy 2:15, Romans 13:14. Because details are so minute that the burning off of frayed edges with a lighter and an 8-hour shoe shine oftentimes elevates uniform preparations to a realm somewhere between art form and obsession. See how important it was for them and is for them to actually get it right before they serve the dead, folks? And rightfully so. Folks, mistakes on their uniforms, they're called gigs. Any measurement that is off, any piece of lint that is on the uniform, it's called a gig. Talking about the tomb of the unknown soldier. Even if it's off a 16th of an inch, it's a gig. Even to be off 1/64th of an inch, it's a gig. And they actually meet the requirements that are demanded of them. By the way, before they serve the tomb of the unknown soldier, a button crooked, it's a gig. A metal not shiny, it's a gig. Folks, the guard must make sure before guarding the tomb of the unknown that everything that he has is ready to go. Because again, attention to details is incredible. To be off 1/64th of an inch, friends, come on. Philippians 1:10. Approving things that are excellent. Taking it from the natural to the spiritual so you can understand. See how these men that are guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier, the dead, they know within themselves they have to raise the bar. Now, the reason for the level of perfection is that these soldiers represent us, 315 million Americans. They are declaring America's gratitude not only to those that have lost their lives and identities, but also to those who serve our country today. One soldier that guards the tomb of the unknown soldier said this. He said, "I think we have the right to expect as close to perfection as possible." Remember how I started this off? The motto? At Arlington, where reverence and perfection meet. Perfection goes to the top, and it meets where they're thankful. It's called gratitude. When walking out into the public eye, it's a very solemn and intense thing to do for these soldiers. As a matter of fact, it's amazing to look at the tomb. It's amazing stuff these individuals died for, said one soldier. He said, "Our country, our freedom, and our liberties." 2 Corinthians 5:15 again. One guard said that the old veterans, when they come up to the tomb of the unknown soldier, they leave teary-eyed. Why? Because they know the price paid for those liberties in which we have. The freedoms in which we have. See, because they're the ones that saw their brothers die, magnifying the laws of our Constitution against crime both here and abroad. Read Isaiah 42:21. And again, they are the ones that saw the blood that was shed on foreign battlefields to ratify the American Constitution. Hebrews 9:22. And by the way, that American Constitution that most haven't even taken the time to read. One soldier that guards the tomb of the unknown soldier says getting prepared is rigid. Rigid. He explained that you couldn't go back and do it all again once you make your showing. 2 Corinthians 13:5. He said that they have to do it right the very first time. And he said before they appear before the people, they go through a laser-eyed inspection. 50 different aspects of their uniform are inspected before they can guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. 2 Timothy 2:19. What do we hear from the church? Oh, perfection. Oh, you know, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. Yeah. How is it that those men that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, carnal men, they honor the dead better than you honor the living? Who's more thankful? Because that's really what it comes down to. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith or not. Daily, it tells us that in 2 Corinthians 13:5. You know what the church says when you correct them, instruct them, or rebuke them, or reprove them? Who are you to judge me? Yet these guys go to the mirror all the time to judge themselves. because they want to meet the absolute perfection that's required of them in honor to those that died for them. What a different heart. Folks, I just told you how far you have fallen spiritually right there. You know, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know, the Bible tells us where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I would say to you, shameful, woeful folks, where's the grace? Because you love to talk about the grace of God, but yet we can't find it. Yet the Bible tells us again in the book of 1 John that the faith of the Son of God within us overcomes the world. Where's your overcoming? I don't hear you overcoming. I hear you trying to make excuses, and you want to live under a false covering, and then you want to call it Jesus because you want fire insurance. Wrong gospel. Wrong Bible. You might want to read it again there, brother or sister. Hey, folks, they also know that once they achieve the absolute perfection and acceptance of their superiors, if they do not hold the standard of what is expected of them, their names can be removed from the wall. Read Hebrews 6:6. Oh, once saved, always saved. Well, that's true. You know, I've heard it said that love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then do whatever you want to do. You want to know how you know that they're saved, friends? You want to know how you know if they're gods or not? What is it that they want to do? And then judge them by their fruit. Because if what they want to do is outside of Scripture, it shows you who their daddy is. And it's not the daddy, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is it? Nope. It is not. They live the wide and broad, yet they say, and they agree with Jesus, yet when Jesus said it's straight and narrow and difficult is the way, they contradict them with their lifestyles, yet with their mouths they profess Him. Their names can be removed from the wall if they ever lower the standard after meeting the standard. After those guards that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, they do, you know what they do every day? They do a little mirror time. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. They head out for the guarding of the tomb of the unknown because they remember that the public will be watching 1 Corinthians 11:1. 11:1. Oh, you know, just you know, we all make mistakes. Yep, we do. That's why we keep going back to God and asking Him for more grace to keep His commandments better. That's why we keep going back to the Holy Ghost and saying, listen, Holy Ghost, with all reverence and respect, Christ's name is, I want His fingerprints all over everything I do. And I am imperfect. Create in me that new heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. Because within myself, I cannot change anything about me. I can only simply obey from the heart that form of doctrine that You've been given unto me. And I do that, Lord. But I ask You for more grace. And I thank You for perfecting that which concerneth me, because the world is watching. We might be the only gospel that anybody reads. And the Bible does say that we're written epistles for all men to read, friends, going back. Hey, folks, did you know that those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, they're tested on their posture, their timing, and how they hold their weapons? Read Hebrews 4:12. Do you even know the doctrine, friends? Do you know what your weapon is? The men see every aspect of guarding the tomb of the unknown as an offering, John 15:13. The tomb guard's product is military precision. They are part of the honor guard, which is the full labor of love these soldiers bring to the tomb. It is their present and their gift. And once they pass the ultimate test, they are then entrusted with the task to see that all as a sacred honor, a duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet. Folks, Arlington is a place where reverence and perfection meets. So should it be all the more to the Church of Jesus Christ, who represents the living, Revelations 1:8. For again, friends, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living and not the God of the dead. So how much higher should that bar be raised in the Church? Only you can answer that question. Folks, I love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. Do consider supporting the ministry. 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.